And it's, one should be very concerned about the atmosphere of the temple. That it should be, people should be aware of why we all are here. We all have assembled here on the occasion of Krishna's divine appearance. Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna is the not only Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Krishna is the origin of all the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of God. We have to understand that beyond this material nature, there is a spiritual reality. In this world also we see it's a combination of matter and spirit. This body is made of matter, but the body is alive because of the presence of the spirit soul. As soon as the spirit soul leaves the body becomes dead. So in this world also we see that beyond matter there is a thing called spirit, spirit soul. Now the spirit soul did not generate in the material nature. The spirit soul came from the spiritual sky, came from the spiritual world. So beyond this material world, there is another reality that is the spiritual realm. And the spirit souls came from there. And the origin of all spirit souls, the source of all spirit souls is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And if we want to have the information about Him, then we have to approach the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other Vedic literatures. In those literatures, a very scientific understanding has been given about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So, it is important for every human being to not only understand about Krishna, not only become aware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but develop a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been considered to be the ultimate goal of human life. The human form of life is considered to be very, very special. It is special because it provides us with an opportunity to understand Krishna and develop a loving relationship with Krishna. While we have this responsibility, but Krishna is making this opportunity available for us. And that is why Krishna comes down to this material nature. Krishna comes here to this material nature. He manifests himself in front of our material senses. With our material senses, we can perceive him. We can see him with our eyes, we can touch him with our hands, we can hear him with our ears. In this way, Krishna becomes perceivable through our material senses although these material senses are limited only to material perceptions. Now, in order to make himself available to us, Krishna appears in this material nature. About 5,000 years ago, Krishna appeared on this planet, on this particular day, on the 8th day of the Krishna Paksha, the waning period of moon, the 8th day of the waning period of moon in the month of Bhadra, which falls in August, July, August, Krishna appeared. And he performed his pastimes with his most intimate devotees. In this way, Krishna showed how we can develop a loving relationship with him. Krishna allowed himself, Krishna made himself accessible to us so that we can develop a relationship with him. And that, developing that relationship is considered to be the ultimate goal of our life. Krishna himself said that he comes. He comes to this material nature from time to time in order to protect his devotees. Paritranaya sadhuna. In order to protect his devotees and in order to annihilate the miscreants. So in this way, Krishna appeared here 5,000 years ago. It is not some concocted fairy tale. It is not some story. It is not some imaginary concept. It is real. Krishna appeared and Krishna will appear again. Time moves on in cycles. And Krishna comes from time to time. He says, Sambhavami juge juge. In different yugas, in different times, Krishna comes here. And by coming here, Krishna makes himself available to us. And then when Krishna withdraws his pastimes from his material nature, then Krishna manifests himself in the form of his deity. 5,000 years ago, Krishna was present here in the land of Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. But then when Krishna withdrew his pastimes, his great-grandson, Bajranav, he made the deities of Krishna exactly according to Krishna's form. And those deities were established in the temple to be worshipped. And all the deities of Krishna are carved according to that standard that has been established, according to Krishna's original form. So today is that very special day when Krishna appears. I don't take very long, our program is running late. Initially I thought that I would speak about Krishna's appearance, but I will stop now because there are other programs. I don't want to hold those programs up. But I will request all of you that please read about Krishna. Please read first about Krishna's instructions that have been very wonderfully retained in Bhagavad Gita. And then there are other scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered to be the best of all Puranas, essence of the entire Vedic literatures. That Srimad Bhagavatam elaborately describes Krishna's wonderful activities, how he appeared, how he killed so many demons, how he held Giri Govardhan, a mountain, on the tip of his little finger, and he kept it there for 7 days. And at that time, Krishna was only a 7-year-old boy. Krishna killed one after another demons, who are so powerful with the mystic power that even the demigods, the devatas of heaven, were afraid of them. But Krishna, as a little boy, killed them one after another, and then Krishna displayed his most wonderful activities with his friends in Vrindavan, cowherd boys and cowherd girls, cowherd damsels. So these are all very, very wonderful activities that have been recorded in the Vedic scriptures. And when we probe deep into them, then we realize that how Krishna is real and how we can develop a relationship with him. And on top of everything, we can remember that Krishna is sitting in our hearts. Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. Krishna himself is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Vidyashvara Krishna. As the Super Soul, as Paramatma, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. He is so close to us, and it's so easy to develop our relationship with him. All we have to do, we have to make an effort, a sincere endeavor to establish that relationship. And in this age, the way to establish our loving relationship with Krishna is by chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you all please say it after me or with me. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare.
Thank you all very much. So please chant this name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and develop your loving relationship with him. On this very auspicious day, Janmashtami, this is my earnest request to all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.